Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I want you to, those of you who have a subscription to the National Geographic, on October there's a beautiful article by Anne Lamott. Many of you, I imagine, know her and are fans of her literature. And she wrote this article, and she begins by saying these words. You would almost have to be nuts to be filled with hope in a world so rife with hunger, hatred, climate change, pollution, and pestilence, let alone the self-destructive or severely annoying behavior of certain people, both famous and just down the hall, none of whom we will name by name. Yet, I have boundless hope most of the time. In these situations, I usually have one or two responses, either that I am doomed or that I need to figure out whom to blame, then correct their behavior. But neither of this is true. The truth is that through the workings of love, science, community, time, and what I dare call grace, some elemental shift will occur, and we will find we are semi-okay again. And even semi-okay can be a miracle. For me, when people are full of despair and anger and lack of hope, we need to dig deeper and find sources of hope and not to give up. And I believe Francis of Assisi is a figure like that. For me, Francis, his life and his witness is a testimony and a witness for us in our own lives. And I'm so happy that, Emmanuel, we celebrate the blessing of the animals today. For some, Francis might be some sort of escapist, some Pollyannish creature, man, who just lolled around blessing animals, talking with creatures. But Francis is the opposite of any escapism or sugary fool where everything is just flowers and light. Francis lived in a very hard time, not unlike ours. Francis lived in a very corrupt church environment, society strife with war, hatred, disease. It was a very difficult time. And there were different reactions. What do I do when I perceive so much evil around me? Some in the church, what they did is escape. They became monks, and they would go into the desert or into monasteries and try to live separated from all this evil world. And I believe here is what Francis gives us hope for us today. Francis chooses another path. It's not a path of removing himself and just going and praying by himself. Francis didn't become a monk. He was not even a priest. He, as a disciple of Christ, chooses to live among the world, among the poor, among the leper, and from there transform his own heart and help transform the world around it. He did this by living in the world, living not separate from the world, but by not holding ownership to anything. In the religiosity of the time, the best thing is to remove yourself, to become holy, and just everything material just discarded. Francis was not like that. Francis, for him, all creation, animals, creatures, inanimate objects, even the fire, the wind, the sun, and the moon, all of them were not stepping stones to God that we used to leave behind, but for him, each of the creatures in our world, in the universe, were containing each one of them part of the divine. For Francis, the created world was not simply a stepping stone to leave it behind, but rather in the world, he discovered God in our midst. And I wonder what would Francis have heard the reading of Paul, the letter to the Romans. The whole creation waits breathless with anticipation for the revelation of God's sons and daughters. Creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice. It was the choice of the one who subjected it. But in the hope that the creation itself will be set free. Can you imagine, I don't know, what Francis heard this? Paul and Francis and many others have felt that. Creation itself is just groaning. Paul says creation is like a woman giving birth in the pangs of birth. Last night in the Spanish service, we had a conversation in the Spanish. The women were sharing what it meant to give birth. And precisely, Paul is saying, that is precisely what creation is. Just groaning and expecting the transformation of the world. And Paul says, and it's not creation's fault. The fault is of those who chose wrongly, which is sadly us. Creation is innocent, but we, because of our choices, creation is groaning and waiting for the liberation of the whole of the created order. We are part of that order. We are not separate. Francis of Assisi invited us to look at even the most little creature as our brothers and our sisters. Francis' whole spiritual life responded to this groaning together and suffering labor pains. In our spiritual formation group on Thursday, we're talking about Francis as a prophet and wondering, where did he get the strength to keep hope in the midst of a very difficult situation of his time, 13th century Italy? And it came precisely for his connection with God. You notice in the reading of Ezekiel, the prophet is guided to the temple of Jerusalem. In the temple, he sees this water coming out from the gate of the temple. It's a vision. And he sees this water that comes out. And from that water, every place it touches, the Dead Sea becomes alive with fish. In the border, in the edges of the Dead Sea, trees flower. And it says, the fruits are for food, the leaves are for healing. It is a beautiful vision of what we as humans can make a difference in our world. It is through the grace of God that if we allow ourselves to be conduits of this grace of God, we can transform our world. And it's our choice. We can say, this is too difficult. This is too hard. This is too despairing. This is too big for me. We read the newspapers. We look at our whole political system and we say, is there any hope? And today Francis comes to say, do not despair. Keep organizing. Keep working. Keep praying. Keep receiving this gift of water, of living water, that will give you the strength to change and to transform. Francis was filled with this grace of God, with this love like a stream that touches all of creation and brings healing and wholeness. I come every Sunday to church. I'm the priest, of course, Stuart and Brian and Bill and Margie, we were at a leadership conference with a bishop, and they were asking me, would you come to church if you were not the priest? And I was saying, huh, that's a good question. And I said, yeah. I remember as a little kid, I would go just by myself, not even mom and dad, because I would find hope. I would find strength. I would find the energy to keep on living. And I know many people find it not in church, but that's where I found it. And I still do. I still come, the readings, just your presence, your faces, your hope. The joy I see when we say the peace, when we share the peace with each other, all of that is grace of God that gives me keep working, keep doing what I'm doing, and not fall into despair and into anger or anything else. I invite you to become aware of what you do every Sunday as you come. And as you listen to these readings, as you come up to receive the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ. May we truly open our hearts to receive this, as Ezekiel received this vision of the living waters, that we may go forth as we go out these doors, just as that water gate get out of the temple, that we may go forth into the world, changing, transforming our community and our lives. And there are many ways we can do this. Our spiritual practices are one way, and our social. Many of you are part of social groups here, nonprofits. Some of you help with Hearts and Hands. Others help with OCR, our Orcas Community Resource Center. Others help with OICF, the Community Foundation. Others work with schools. Others works with political parties. Others works with different activities, or just simply visiting your neighbor and making a difference in their world. We have our own church where we try to strive, how can we make a difference in our world? These are little glimpses of this hope. As we prayed in our collect prayer today, may there where we lack hope, open our hearts to the world. Where we waste, give us discipline to conserve. Where we neglect, awaken our minds and wills to insight and care. Amen.